You know what? That's a good point. All tech support has someone else they have to go to. All tech support. So I have my wife to back me up, and then I have other people that back me up, and I back them up. So that's really good. Well, thank you guys for allowing me to come in here and share what the Lord's kind of laid on me. I have a 3-part teaching series that I want to go through. And Jim asked me this. This is before things started going really bad. Jim was planning his annual snowbird trip. And he goes, "Hey, Ray, do you want to come in here and teach?" And I go, "Absolutely." So that was back in July, August. He was starting to get some things in order. And I said, "Yeah, I'll do that, but I can't do this until to this time right here." He was wanting me to come in sooner. Unfortunately, with everything else, it goes a little crazy. So today I want to go into it. I'm going to do a kind of a word study, and then we'll get into the Bible as well with this. This is one thing that actually is kind of cool, is Bob is actually, he's the one that's taught me how to do word studies. He's I call him the king of word studies. He goes through to kind of understand what's going on in the Bible. What does this word mean? So today I'm going to have one word up here, and I'm going to write it on the board. It's the word mitt. Now, all of a sudden you're thinking, wait a minute, what are we talking about mitt? When we start adding prefixes, in this case, I'm going to use this one, submit, we get a definition of the word here. And I'll go through it. And some other words I like to go through, admit, commit, there we go, emit. I like all these words because they actually come in to become Bible words. They come to application in our walk. So admit, commit, emit, omit. And then I'll use the last one. And there's some other ones that we can come up with, but I just want to start with just those ones right there, and transmit. These all have that common word right there, mit. Right there. And underneath it, to get an understanding, the word mit comes from Latin, and it means mito. So a lot of our words are going to come from the Romans and the Greeks. So mito is the Latin word of it. And inside mito, it means to send. Right there. So basically, mito means to send. So we get submit. The first word right there. When you think of sub, what do you think of with it? You think of below. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be low to send. So we kind of get the foundation of the word. Admit, I had at the top of my mind, but to acknowledge to send. Mm-hmm. Commit is to, I don't want to use a word to define a word, but to solidify is what I'm going to use to send. Emit is being, you're projecting out with it. Omit, you are denying. And then transmit, you're transferring from one to, or I'm using the word, placing from one to another place. So we're transmitting. So all these coming together inside of here. So I like the word submit. The first place, and I always go through with the Bible, is we talk about first mention and last mention to kind of get an understanding of what the word is. Now, in the Bible, there's 12 verses that are inside there. We're not going to go through all 12 verses, but we are going to follow that rule where we go through to the first mention. So if you take your Bible, let's go over to Genesis 16:9. And this is a great example of the word submit. So again, this is the first time it's mentioned in the Bible. And it actually turns out to be when, and Bob, we were actually talking about this yesterday. And actually, Pastor Steve was talking about it in the book of Job as well. We were in this area of the Bible. So I don't believe in coincidences, but I also believe that these guys did not coordinate this. This is all the Holy Spirit working and communicating. That's the cool thing about the Lord that we have today. So as I go through here, in 16:9, just some little backstory, and you guys are probably aware of it, this is when Sarai had given up the Egyptian handmaiden to Abram, before he became Abraham, and to have a son. But there's always problems with that. There's always going to be that sin issue in there, and that jealousy. And in 16:9, we can see it right here. And this is when Hagar had ran away from there, and she was struggling with it. And he goes, "And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands." To place yourself under, you know, Sarai's hands. She's got to have to trust in there. And the angel is just comforting her right there. He's like, you just need to submit. in there. So we see the first mention of it inside the Bible. Now, the last mention is over here, and this one's application for me as well, is 1 Peter 5:5. And this one's a tougher one. As a youth, I had a tough time yielding to authority inside of her personally. But this one's a good application inside of here. So in 1 Peter 5:5, it says, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, and God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble." So God is establishing the authority right here in, with the word submit inside of her. So I do like that word submit, because it ties into when the next time I come in here and teach, it goes into the next process. And it's just a process. It's not, and they're overgeneralized, but you got to submit before you can serve. You got to serve before you can steward. So they build up on side of here. And if you look at it, submission, when we accepted Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we had to submit to God's authority at that point. It is no longer ours. It is the God. It is, we're submitting, we're giving back to the God what is his authority right there. So I like that word submit. It's a tough one. And then we have other versions of it, you know, submission. You can go through, we can add other parts of the word, transmittance, omittance, emittance, and everything else. But again, the submit is the big one, to place under inside of here. And it kind of goes talking about the IT. There's someone that knows a little bit more. I have to submit to their expertise to resolve my issue. Well, the same thing applies to us in our life as well. When we have these struggles, we got to give it to God. We can't do it ourselves. And that's why we submit to the Lord. That's why he's our Savior. And we have to remember that what we have to do. We have to submit to the Lord. Now, my Bible application that I actually got through here is over in Ezekiel 28. So we're going to jump over there to Ezekiel in 28. And this is a great example of not submitting. And what I'm going to talk about in Ezekiel 28:13 is, you guys have known and heard the story of Lucifer. He was the anointed cherub. He was the fourth in line inside of there. And we can see right here when he fell. And why did he fall? Because he didn't submit to the Lord. So let's go ahead and we'll look at that. And we'll start in verse 13. "Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardis, the topaz, and the diamond, and the beryl, and the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and thy pipes were prepared in thee in the day that thou was created." So Lucifer was very well decorated. He was adorned with jewels and everything else. And he's been there since the day of Garden of Eden. You know, back in there. So from the beginning, "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth." So that's where I was going with that. So I jumped ahead a little bit. But you see right there, as I go through and finish that, he was the anointed cherub that covereth. "And I have set thee so thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee." He was perfect. And we have this, and you can see the same parallel. Adam was perfect until the fall, until Adam and Eve. It wasn't just Eve. Eve was the one that was attacked, but Adam followed Eve in that regard and took part of the fruit as well. So, you know, it was perfect in thy ways until the day of iniquity. "By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled the sanctuaries by the multitude of thy iniquities, and by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee. And I'll bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all of them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. So that was pretty bold. What happens when you don't submit? God removed.
It's also he's reaping what he's sown.
Exactly. And it always comes back to this. And I know Bob and I have talked about this because we've labored in the jail ministry together. And it always comes back to this word. And it's actually two of them. So I'll put this one in there. It's sin. And what comes out of sin, and this is the one I always liked inside of here, is that middle letter right there. All sin is based on selfishness. It's I before God. So sin happens because we don't submit inside of there. And it's always I. And we've seen that just in the story that, you know, Lucifer thought he was better than God. He rebelled. He put himself, you know, he's thinking Lucifer is I above the Lord. So, sin. And another one I like to throw in there, and all sin is based on this. We talked about the selfish part of it. I always use this word as well. Exactly. Pride gets us in trouble, which leads us to sin, which we can see the consequences. There's an eternal consequence that Lucifer is going to face, and we all know what's going to happen at the end of it. It's going to be eternity in the lake of fire. And God's going to deal with it, and it's going to be wiped away. So that's kind of where I'm going with the submit, is the sin and the pride right there. I just thought it was really a key word to go through and do this, is to look at it, submit. Are we submitting? And that's the hardest part, is to sit back and say, yes, I have to let you do this. Yes, I'll have to let this. But it's also been reassuring that as we go forward with this, submitting takes the burden off of you as well. When we submit to the Lord has it. He's in control of it. That's the thing. It lifts that chip off your shoulder and say, Lord, I got to turn over. I can't do this. I can't do this without you. So it's just that moment of submission saying, yes, here it is. And just going through it. And there's so many times in my life that I do this instead of that. This week's been a great wake-up call in that regard. Personally, I like to share this, is this week's been tough prayerfully for me. Not because of any sin issue, but just submitting to the Lord, because I have, I have a co-worker, his son is in jail. Not getting named, so it's still, but his son's in jail for his fourth DWI. He was in, he was out on parole or bail when he got his third DWI. He's going in on his fourth one while he was out on bail for that one. And there were some injuries involved with this fourth DWI. His son is looking at some hard time now. You know, all because he would not submit inside of here. And not even submit, and ultimately we want him to submit to the Lord, because we know God's going to take care of it, but he wouldn't even submit to the authority of the judges and the magistrates inside of here, which we're told to do. Actually, it's in 1 Peter 2:3, I believe it is. I know I had that wrong. Is it? No, the actual one I saw was actually in Peter. Go figure, I forget it. Should have written it down. Broke my own rules.
Oh, we have Ron in here.
Well, there is a verse in 1 Peter. It talks about
13?
Yeah, two, maybe. That's what it is. I knew I had a 3. Yes. Yes, it is. It's 2:13, so I forgot the 1 in front of it. So, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. So, that young man that I'm going through, I had to sit down and pray about that. And I was torn up with that as we go through here. Because this young man's not even submitting to every ordinance of man inside of here. And so I had to sit down and pray. And it's like, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to comfort my co-worker And luckily, thankfully, not luckily, I should never say luckily, because it's coincidence, you know, we don't believe in coincidence, we don't believe in luck. I still had one of our Bibles that we produced. And it was sitting in my garage, just waiting for that opportunity. And then the next morning, didn't even talk to Brian about it. It's like, I'm going to take this to my coworker and see if he can get it to him. Because he's in Johnson County. Mm-hmm. So he can't, you know, and COVID's really tore up everything here lately for everyone. And it's like, I went to my coworker and said, hey, if you can get this to your son, this is what he needs to do. God's given him a timeout. That was my only comfort I can give my coworker. And my coworker broke down and cried.
Was it one of the Bibles with the cover? It was the.
It's not the church one. It doesn't have it. It's the dark brown one.
It wasn't the chain on it.
No. It was just one of the plain ones, that kind of like the black crackle leathered ones. Even though it's paper, it was the plain. It just says Holy Bible on it. Here's the thing, and I told my coworkers, like, you can get this to your son. If he has any questions, we'll set up the communication channel. And I shared with him, it's like, this is God's giving your son an opportunity to time out. He's trying to make your son submit. So this was an application in my life this week about that, is we just got to submit, and his son just doesn't understand that. And we're hopefully, the Bible will get to him, I don't know when, as he sits in the jail, hopefully we can get it to him. You can open it up. Here's the cool thing, too. The answers, and I gave them my personal reference. I said, hey, go to the book of John. Read the Gospel of John. I don't know, Bob, would you agree?
Yeah.
The Gospel of John is the one I think is when someone, because it deals with the man. And just start with there, and then we can go from there. Don't try to read Genesis. Don't try to read Deuteronomy. Don't try to read the Old Testament, because the Old Testament is going to mess you up until you understand where you're going. So we had to submit, and we prayed, and actually his dad is really happy, and we have a good relationship anyway, so I was glad we were able to submit, and he understands. And his my coworker, his wife actually works in the same office as well, and she was just ecstatic as well. It's like, Ray, this, God's working here. Just when we submit, God's going to take care of this. I don't know. I don't think, I'm sitting there, I think my coworker, the husband, I think he's been brought up in church. He was a recovering alcoholic. So I do think, he was excited to see that the Bible was King James. So I think there's some glimmer of hope there. His wife is definitely, she's in the world. But I think in time, I think God's working that as well. So, you know, it's, again, submitting to that. So that was one of the major prayer points. And then, just like so many other places, too, just submitting and just stopping and praying. COVID's going through my company. And I don't know if you guys knew this. We went through COVID back at before Thanksgiving. And I'm not afraid to share that. And I'll go through it. And I didn't know I had it. And I went up to Minnesota on a business trip. I ended up giving it to my coworkers. I felt that big, because they went through as sick as I was. Fortunately, Brianna and the girls did not get sick. They had some minor symptoms versus me. I thought I was going to have to go to the emergency room at one point. But again, I submitted to God, I don't know what to do. And thereafter, my cough just started. It just started diminishing. I wasn't having problems breathing. I was still coughing and shortness of breath, but I could still breathe. So God, when you submit into this, and, you know, he's going to take care of the business. And that's I can't get over that. I love that word submit. I have to submit to Bob, you know, because he is a pastor. He's also one of my instructors. But it's not just him. I have to submit to you guys as well as elders. You know, we saw that in 1 Peter 5:5. You guys have wisdom that I don't have because of your life experiences. You know, that's huge. That's what's missing, is that intergenerational connection, because we don't submit right here. And that's why I spend time with the youth. Even though I will say I'm pushing 50, there is a disconnect from the 13, 14s, and 15-year-olds. But there's a connection right there. that they're missing. And if we can get that in there together, there's going to be a mighty great thing happening where we can share what we need to do for the Lord as we submit. You know, I had to sit down too. I do have another coworker. I had to share this. It's been a rough week at work. I've been doing a lot of praying. Another coworker, another salesman. Now this one, I don't know where he's at in his salvation, because he was raised in the Church of Latter-day Saints, the old Mormons. And so I don't know. I mean, there are some Mormons that can be saved if they profess, you know, Christ as their Lord and Savior, but their doctrine, we all know, is toilet bowl material. But he had COVID, and he's closer to your guys' age, and he's taking care of his mom and dad, which are even older. Well, because he's always running around taking care of them, you know, running and get their groceries and everything else, he came down with COVID, and he passed it on to his mother, and she's on hospice care right now. So COVID's doing some things here. Now, I don't know where Bob, I used his name, Bob's a general name, but I don't know where he's at. Hopefully he's going to submit. He's submitting to the authorities and saying, hey, I got to stay away. I can't be around everyone else. So he is doing that. And I just had to stop and pray. This happened on Wednesday afternoon. You know, just kind of hearing this. This was, Monday was the first one with the son inside of there. And then this one, and then another coworker out in another part of the country came down with COVID as well, and she got it the same way that we did, through our kids from school. And you know, just been praying for them. Just that COVID, just got to sit, bend the knees, like, Lord, I can't do anything other than pray. And you know, God's doing her thing. My coworker in Utah, even though she's not up to strength, she's able to communicate. There was like 4 or 5 days we didn't know from her. She was so exhausted. She couldn't type, couldn't talk. And we finally heard from her on Wednesday or Thursday, that she was able to come through here. So it is tough with everything, but we have to remember, like you said in 1 Peter 2:13, it says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. That tells us right there, you know, and 2 Timothy tells us that we have to give back to the powers and principalities. I believe it's in, or maybe it's in Romans, I forget. There's so much Bible in my head, I forget where to go sometimes. But we are to submit to ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. So if they say you wear a mask,
you wear a mask.
If it tells you you can't do this because of that, what do? We submit. And it's just, and you know, here's the good thing about this, and I always hear Brian says this. It gives us a chance to be blameless. You know, we want to be blameless. That's why we want to submit. Because when we submit, we give it back to the Lord. And it's Lord's burden that He's wanting us to do. He wants us to submit it to Him, and then He'll do with it as He needs to. So we submit in the whole heart right there.
Okay, it's really saying He's in charge. I'm not in charge, but He is in charge.
Absolutely, and it's always been like that. But you know, we saw Lucifer. Yeah, we see Lucifer, you know, when he was in charge, when he was the fourth in charge. You guys understand why he was fourth in charge, right? Some of you do. Okay, well, let's go down that road. So you remember, I did this one a while back. Remember we talked about God? I'll put him in the middle right there, center of our universe. And he should be, because he is our Lord. You got God the Father, and then we got God the Holy Spirit, and then we have God the Son. So we have God as three beings, or three entities, and that's why the anointed cherub was the fourth one. Do you see that? So we see the Trinity right there. And I always like to go back and use that. I love that little diagram right there. And the reason is, again, the triangle is the strongest geometric shape in the universe. So you got the strength in the Trinity right there. So that's why the anointed cherub, Lucifer, was the fourth in command. And we saw that in Ezekiel. He was over all this. He was the, you know, the covering for the Lord up there until he fell. So I love that little diagram. I'm sorry. That's my one of my favorites to help communicate that. And I always got to remember, the Son is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the Father, and the Father is not the Son. God is the Son, God is the Holy Spirit, God is the Father. So it's a centric base idea. And here's the cool thing about the centric base. When I talk about that, instead of a linear existence, like we saw with the names of the men in the Bible from Adam to Shem's death, that's a linear existence. God is in the center of it and it radiates out right there. And it can go in any direction. It's not limited to a timeline like our linear existence is right there. So I always like that. And actually, I use that a lot in my professional training when I train people on how to use certain software. It's not linear. It's centric based. It's off a central model. So I just love how that comes in again. And then again, I wouldn't understand this if I didn't know how to submit. If I didn't submit and take that need to become a child of God. And when I, you know, when I bend my knee and I asked him to be my Lord and Savior, I didn't fully understand that. But I knew God was in charge. And because God is in charge and I keep on submitting, I'm able to do all this. So out of submission, there's more to be coming from that. Did you get all that, Bev? I'm sorry, I kind of stood in the way. So again, I started out with submit. Okay, once you submit, we're going to talk about that next time when I come in February, is we're going to talk about serving. And you guys all understand what serving is, but I'm still exercising that. And that's part of submitting, is the exercising of serving. And eventually we talk about stewardship, in which we have actually great people in there that are submitted to the Lord. In the Bible, we have great people that are servants in the Lord, and we have great references as stewards in the Bible as well. I just get to share a small part of it with you guys, and I appreciate your time. Any questions? I know it's a little bit short.
I think you had done that.
Yeah, I have done that one. I come back to that one all the time. Mm-hmm. That's my go-to.
And you were talking about submitting to the elders and stuff. Doesn't it say somewhere about words of the elders are supposed to guide and teach the younger ones?
It did in 5:5, in 1 Peter 5:5, it briefly mentioned that. Mm-hmm. But we are to submit to each other. Mm-hmm. But so in 5:5 it says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yay. Here's the key word right here.
Yay.
All. That's the key word I was getting to. All of you. Not some of you, not you, not you. All of you. Be subject one to another. So, this goes back and forth, and this is our great example of our relationship, Diana, up in the sound booth. Mm-hmm. You're my senior saint. You are a senior saint up in the sound booth. But we also go through. But at the same time, you submit to me on my expertise, so like that. So we go back and forth. And you know what? And it's edifying. You know, the one thing that always comes back and reminds me in everything is God tells me you gotta love me. So I gotta use Diana's. God says you gotta love everyone.
Diana says that all the time.
And she, even though she picked something wrong and did something wrong, it's like. And when she goes, God says, you got to love me. And goes, yes, he does. And it brings a smile. Yeah. And she's right. It puts it in perspective. It sets the perspective that, hey, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But together, we're doing a perfect work for our Lord. Even though it may not be perfect, but we're serving our Lord. And that's the perfect work.
Not only do I ask you about the electronic part of it, but I also ask you some spiritual things.
Yeah.
You know, some things that just pop in my head, and I say, what about yada, yada, yada?
But that's the cool thing.
Talk to me, and you'll explain it on my level. you know, that's...
Yeah, because I don't have the depth of the pastors. I'll be honest. I'm learning. But at the same, I'm, you know, right there. But again, it goes that God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. And when we come together, we're humble. We're showing that humility to each other. And God's blessed it. I've seen it personally with you and I in the sound booth. But I'm seeing it with the others in the church, too, as I submit to others. You know, I have to... I mean, good example is submitting to Sam and Brian, you know, the young guitar players. I call them the young guns, mm-hmm. Inside of there. And there's something to be said there. There's trying to say, he goes like, hey, man, how can I help you guys? You guys are 10 times a guitarist than I was at your age. Mm-hmm. But, man, I want you guys to keep on doing this. So I submit to them, say, hey, what about this? What about this? Or we go back.
It amazes me because... I didn't know that you knew how to play a guitar, and I didn't know that you knew the music. And, I mean, most people know more music than I do, but when I'm sitting over there at Pro Presenter, I watch you. You put the headphones on, and you talk to them, and you ask them, what about this, what about this? And I went, I didn't know he knew how to play a guitar.
And a lot of people, my strength isn't my guitar playing. My strength is the technology to help them, and that's...
Last Sunday, I messed up the biggest. And it took him like 10 minutes to get it fixed. And you know, the thing he said to me was, you won't make that mistake again. And it's true.
Right.
If I do, I'm done.
I kind of wish Barry was here today, because I always joke with Barry. I call Barry old school, inside of there. So, and I joke with Barry because, you know, Barry and I, we have, sometimes it's a tense relationship, but at the same time, I know he's loved because he thinks of things of how he was brought up, you know, and he tries to project it. It's like, Barry, it doesn't quite work like that. But, you know, at the same time, I try to understand where he's coming from. You know, Mark and I used to work together briefly when he was at Toys R Us, and I would deliver FedEx to him, and I'd be bringing in pallets of stuff for Toys R Us. But, you know, to make Mark's, you know, to submit to Toys R Us and say, hey, if you guys give me a dock, and give me a stack of pallets, I'll sort your freight for you based off the products. And there was always Mark's, you know, there's motors and electrical equipment that Mark's waiting on. And he says, hey, Ray's here. Ray's going to be here at 11 or 9:30 or whenever I'd get. I don't remember what my times were. And it freed them up. You know, I was submitting to the Toys R Us. If you guys would give me this, so I'd ask them, you know, submit this part to me. I'll submit this to make your job easier. And I think they appreciated the other two guys. I don't remember their names. I remember one lives here in town, the other one didn't.
Keith and Steve.
Yeah, and they come to appreciate it, you know, just to buzz me in and let me sort the freight, because they would get different, you know, shippers would ship different boxes, so it's easier to... I have to scan every box anyway, so, and I'm picking it up. I might as well just submit and just stack it up, and it worked out great, I thought. I did that with a lot of my customers. Brianna and I met at Bed Bath & Beyond, and I would try to... And if you ever seen the back of my straight trucks when I was driving at FedEx, you're like, how do you find anything in there? It was organized chaos. But just submitting, say, hey, this, let me do this, and this will make it easier. And I'm in there, boop, 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 stacking, scanning and stacking and sorting boxes. So when they pulled it off the truck, and we didn't wrap them either. That was the funny part, because the truck was all loose loaded. If I would stack it right, we could pull the pallet right off the truck without it ever tipping over. And it would help them as they process, because that's where Brandon and I met. It would help them process the freight quicker, because I had it, oh, this is this kind of grouping, this grouping right here. And it made their life so much easier, just submitting. I believe it or not, and it actually worked for me. So.
The part is, in church, it works the same way.
It does.
Submit to the pastor, and we're together, we can accomplish so much more, because God uses the local church to accomplish His mission.
And that's what... Exactly, and if we work together, now we don't always... We're not always on the same page, but we work together we're going to accomplish so much more. And that's where Pastor Brian was going through with his beginning of the year message. Yeah, there's some things going on, but if you remember, if you just submit, we're going to be able to do this next year. We're going to be able to do this in 2 years. You know, there's a lot we have to submit to right now, and there's a lot on the, you know, there's a lot of potential. And we can fulfill that potential when we submit. I just love that word. I'm sorry. And as parents, and you guys, and you guys are grandparents in here, other than Brianna and I. You know, it's teaching your kids to submit. I thought Miss Hannah was okay. You're a potential grandparent. But as a parent, as parents, let's go back to that one. As parents, you're always trying to teach your kids to submit, not to be a benevolent dictator to them in their lives, but to show them there's more things at play here. And this is the tough time I have with my daughter, my oldest daughter, is trying to teach her how to submit. Actually, I'm trying to have a tough time teaching all my daughters to submit.
I was just thinking about that Ephesians 6:1. Children to obey your parents, to submit in order to obey.
Because it is. We talk about it, you know, submitting at that point, that's the key to salvation. Mm-hmm. You're submitting, saying, Lord, you're my Savior. You're submitting at that time during salvation.
Now, this is just a question. If you would use a different word instead of submit, I mean, it's taken away from the actual word in here, but because they're so young, if you would use a different word than submit, because some people, you know how some people get really aggravated when you say, why submit to your husbands? But
okay, here's with Ray and I, we do not communicate to our girls as if they are children. We communicate to them as if they are an adult.
Okay.
So meaning we don't baby talk them. We don't use different words to communicate what we're wanting them to do.
So submit is,
we tell them you need to submit, and then explain the word to where they can understand that word better. Then when we do that and we start to communicate with them more, like Meredith is in the stage right now where she is, well, what does that word mean? Mm-hmm. And so we are constantly having to give a definition of the word and how we're wanting her to apply it to what we're telling her.
That's good. That's kind of what I was, you take it down to their level.
Yes.
Yeah, we still use the same word. Now, I can use the word propitiation. I have a tough time with that. But, you know, it's a biblical word.
It is.
It is a biblical word, but submit is a good one. Now, if I tell my daughter to obey, that it's no longer a willful. Submission is willful. And that's what the Lord's looking for. He's proven to Satan or Lucifer that we have these that are willfully going to obey to me, to the Lord. And He's proven that out with against Lucifer. That's why Lucifer's trying to trip us up, because he doesn't want us to willfully
submit.
He does not want us to willfully submit to the Lord. Now, when you say obey,
he wants us to think that we're forced to do it.
Right.
And that's when you get the people who get prideful, because they're like, well, it's my choice. It's me. He wants self-focused.
So if I go up to my wife and go, obey, that's more of a, it is a command. And we know there's other religions out there that are going to say obey. Mm-hmm. And we were actually talking about one of those religions in class yesterday in Israel class. Is the Muslim religion demands obedience. Mm-hmm. It demands
that's,
it.
That's why
we have willful obedience.
Right,
because we're a threat to their way of thought. That's what it is. They demand obedience. We have willful obedience through submission. So submit starts it all. It's the foundation.
You either submit or you stand. That's basically what happens.
Yeah, it's black and white. Is there absolutes?
So right back to Cain and Abel. God had a conversation with Cain and says, hey, basically, he says, get the right sacrifice and it'll be well. And if you don't, sin lieth at the door. Mm-hmm. So it goes all the way back to that, and that's the deal. Are we going to lovingly submit to God? or right. His authority, or are we going to sin?
And it goes back, and it goes even back further, just like we talked about in class, when it was between, you know, Ishmael and Isaac. You know, Ishmael was tormenting Isaac, and they had to separate. If he would have just been in there, that he would have been in the will of God, even though he wasn't get the blessing of Isaac, he still was getting a blessing. So there's, in submission, there is going to be blessings. Now, what those blessings are, I'm not going to preach prosperity gospel or anything like that. Oh, you're going to get this for submitting? No. But you are going to have a better walk with the Lord if you submit. And that's worth more than gold anyway, all the gold in the world, because when we get to the heaven with the Lord, he's going to go, my faithful servant, you did this. And the crown of righteousness will be sitting there.
What was that guy's name that was here from Jamaica that passed away?
Bob Weston.
Yeah, you know, one of the comments that I heard was when he was in the hospital and he had the choice, he chose not to have that surgery because he was ready to go. I think that's my opinion, but you know, he was such a great guy.
I still see a video pop up. The last message he preached here just a week or so before he passed away still pops up every once in a while on YouTube. So,
yeah, I can't track that down. I didn't do a good job of recording it.
Okay, so how do you explain to your girls the difference between submit and obey?
That one, we haven't had that conversation now as they entered in here. Juliana, submit.
And we explain it as if for her to obey us is not, it's not an option. It's, we told you to do it, so you need to do it. And submitting is, you know, we gave you a choice. Whether
okay,
you
yes,
choose
yes.
to do what we told you to do or you choose not to, that's your choice, but we're asking you to submit to what we've asked you to do.
Okay. Sometimes I have that with Bianca. I ask her something and she said, can you hold on a second? And
right.
I was like, no.
Right.